This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. AI reads cardiac MRI without manual labels, outperforming standard models by 35%. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, working with Cleveland Clinic's Cardiovascular Innovation Research Center, have developed an artificial intelligence system that interprets cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, without requiring manually labeled training data. A breakthrough that challenges the conventional machine learning paradigm in medical imaging. 35% performance improvement over general-purpose AI models in cardiac MRI analysis, according to the Carnegie Mellon research team, 2026. AI cardiac MRI performance versus traditional models, diagnostic accuracy across segmentation and classification tasks. Carnegie Mellon Cleveland Clinic study, unlabeled data AI system 92%, general purpose model 68%, traditional manual review 85%. Source, Carnegie Mellon University, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Eliminating the bottleneck of manual annotation. Cardiac MRI is one of the most demanding diagnostic tools in clinical medicine, producing high resolution images of heart structure and function that require expert radiologists hours to analyze and segment manually. The traditional machine learning approach demands thousands of hand-labeled images to train AI systems, a resource-intensive process that slows clinical adoption. The Carnegie Mellon team bypassed this constraint using self-supervised learning, a technique that allows AI to extract meaningful patterns from unlabeled imaging data. This approach is particularly valuable in clinical settings where radiologist time is scarce and imaging backlogs are common. By reducing dependency on manual annotation, the system could accelerate diagnosis and improve workflow efficiency across cardiology departments. Real-world validation against clinical standards. The research team validated their system using datasets from Cleveland Clinic, comparing performance against both radiologist interpretations and conventional machine learning models trained on labeled data. The Carnegie Mellon research team reported that the unlabeled data AI system achieved 92% diagnostic accuracy on cardiac segmentation and classification tasks, a 35% relative improvement over general-purpose AI models that had not been specifically optimized for cardiac imaging. The study was conducted in collaboration with Cleveland Clinic's Cardiovascular Innovation Research Center, ensuring clinical relevance and potential for near-term hospital deployment. Implications for global cardiac imaging access. The ability to train effective AI systems without massive labeled datasets has significant implications for resource-limited healthcare settings. In regions where expert radiologists are scarce, self-supervised cardiac MRI analysis could support clinical decision-making and reduce diagnostic delays. This technology may also accelerate the adoption of cardiac MRI in developing healthcare systems where traditional barriers, radiologist shortage, and annotation costs have limited access to this gold standard imaging modality. Future work will focus on validating the system across diverse patient populations and integrating it into clinical workflows. The team plans to explore whether similar self-supervised approaches could be applied to other complex imaging modalities, including echocardiography and computed tomography, expanding the potential impact on global cardiovascular health. The unlabeled data AI system achieved 92% diagnostic accuracy in cardiac MRI analysis, representing a 35% relative improvement over general-purpose models, and demonstrating that self-supervised learning can match or exceed the performance of conventionally trained systems. Carnegie Mellon University research team, in collaboration with Cleveland Clinic Cardiovascular Innovation Research Center, 2026. Key takeaways: self-supervised AI achieves 92% accuracy on cardiac MRI analysis without manually labeled training data versus 68% for general purpose models, according to the Carnegie Mellon study. The breakthrough eliminates a major bottleneck in machine learning adoption, the need for thousands of hand-annotated images. Domain-specific unlabeled data training outperforms conventional approaches by 35%. According to the research team, the technology could expand cardiac MRI access in resource-limited healthcare settings by reducing dependence on expert radiologists. Frequently asked questions: what is self-supervised learning in medical imaging? Self-supervised learning is a machine learning technique that allows AI systems to learn meaningful patterns from unlabeled data by creating learning tasks from the data itself, for example, predicting missing portions of an image. Unlike supervised learning, which requires manual labels, self-supervised approaches reduce annotation burden while maintaining diagnostic accuracy. How does this system compare to human radiologists? The study showed the AI system achieved 92% accuracy on cardiac segmentation tasks. However, this represents performance on defined tasks in a research setting. Clinical deployment would require validation across diverse real-world patient populations and integration with radiologist workflows, rather than replacement of expert judgment. When will this AI system be available in hospitals? The research is currently in the validation phase. The team plans to conduct additional clinical trials across diverse patient groups before hospital deployment. Regulatory approval, such as FDA clearance for medical devices in the United States, typically requires 1 to 3 years of additional validation, though timelines vary by jurisdiction. The development of unlabeled data AI for cardiac MRI represents a meaningful step toward democratizing access to advanced diagnostic tools. As research teams refine and validate these systems across diverse clinical settings, the technology could fundamentally reshape how cardiac imaging is analyzed and interpreted globally, particularly in regions where radiologist expertise remains concentrated in urban centers. Continued collaboration between academic institutions and health systems will be critical to translating these research findings into sustainable clinical practice. Source: AI unlocks cardiac MRI reading without manual labels, beating general models by 35%. Reads cardiac MRI without manual labels, outperforming standard models by 35%. Description: AI system reads cardiac MRI without manual labels, achieving 35% better accuracy than general models. Self-supervised learning breakthrough by Carnegie Mellon and Cleveland Clinic. Author: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21. At context: is self-supervised learning in medical imaging? Accepted answer: type answer. Text: self-supervised learning is a machine learning technique that allows AI systems to learn meaningful patterns from unlabeled data by creating learning tasks from the data itself. For example, predicting missing portions of an image. Unlike supervised learning, which requires manual labels, self-supervised approaches reduce annotation burden while maintaining diagnostic accuracy. At type: question. Name: how does this system compare to human radiologists? Accepted answer: at type answer. Text: the study showed the AI system achieved 92% accuracy on cardiac segmentation tasks. However, this represents performance on defined tasks in a research setting. Clinical deployment would require validation across diverse real-world patient populations and integration with radiologist workflows rather than replacement of expert judgment. At type question. Name: when will this AI system be available in hospitals? Accepted answer. Text: the research is currently in the validation phase. The team plans to conduct additional clinical trials across diverse patient groups before hospital deployment. Regulatory approval, such as FDA clearance for medical devices in the United States, typically requires 1 to 3 years of additional validation, though timelines vary by jurisdiction.